Kol nider hei vesorei ושבועי וחרומי וכוינומי וכינוסי.
Every year, Tzudik Greenwald travels from Israel to Germany for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where he serves as chazan in the Great Synagogue of Frankfurt. A few years ago, Matzi Yom Kippur, Tzudik was exhausted.
I was tired from the whole day of davening and the fast. So I said I'll rest a little, I'll calm down a little, and then I'll walk to my hotel, I'll go to eat something.
By the time he was done and ready to leave, all 2,000 people who had been davening just a half hour earlier in the Ila and Mayrev in the Great Synagogue had gone home to break their fast. He was the last man standing. The security guards were gone, most of the lights were off, and the front gates were locked.
I walk out from the side door. All of a sudden, I see a person with a white yarmulke, white hair. I see something is wrong. He's like trying to go in. He's very lost.
Tzudik walked up to the man, approached him, and he asked him if he can help him. The man looked really frustrated and confused.
He tells me, "What's going on? Where is everyone? Why are the gates of the shul closed? Isn't it the night of Kol Nidre today?" I told him right away, Kol Nidre was yesterday. Today we're already after Ne'ilah. And everybody left the shul. All of a sudden I see this person breaking down. And he tells me, how did it happen to me? How did I make this mistake? How did I miss Kol Nidre?
Tzudik tried to calm him down and tell him, look, there'll be another Kol Nidre next year. But the man wouldn't hear it. The man said, you don't understand. Ever since I grew up as a kid, my father would always take me once a year to shul on Yom Kippur night to hear the Kol Nidre. And 20 years ago, before my father passed away, he made me promise that I'll never miss the Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur night, because he knew that would be my only connection to my heritage. And tonight is the first time since my father passed away that I missed Kol Nidre. When Tzudik heard that, he felt such compassion. He looked the man in the eyes and he said, you know what? You're in luck tonight.
I told him, Rabid, don't worry, I'm the chazan of the shul. Come in with me in the shul, we'll go in together and we'll do Kol Nidre.
The man said, really, would you really do that for me? Tzudik said, gladly. He took him by his hand, walked him to the side of the shul. They walked in through the side door.
The night before, we had 2,000 people in the shul. The shul is packed. And now at this moment, I'm only with this yid that wants to hear Kol Nidre. We walk to the Omid. I give the seed, the talis, and I give him a machzer. I show him where the Kol Nidre is. I go up to the bima. I put on again my talis and the hat. I wanted the seed to feel that he didn't miss out, that he will get his Kol Nidre. And I started Kol Nidre again.
As soon as Tzudik opened his mouth to sing Al Das HaMokim again, he felt like he was given this supernatural second wind. He never before was able to concentrate so deeply and sing with such heart as he did in that empty shul after Yom Kippur for this man.
I felt chills in my whole body, and I reminded myself of the 6 million Jews that went in the Holocaust. And I felt that the neshamas are with us, and the whole connection of a Jew is that he wants to be close to his father in heaven. We finished the Kol Nidre. Right away, he hugged me and tells me, "You don't know what you did for me. You saved my life."
Both men were in tears. And as they embraced, they knew that they will never forget this moment for the rest of their lives. There's a fascinating Gemara that says, Hashem created the world with the letter He. And when we study the shape of the He, we can learn a lot about how this world works. The He doesn't have a floor on the bottom, it's wide open. And that symbolizes how difficult it really is to stay grounded in this world. It's not a question of if we fall, the question is when we fall, because all of us, at some point or another, slip, we make mistakes, and hit rock bottom. But as we take a closer look at the He, we notice that on the side towards the top, there's a small opening hinting to a side door that's always open. And the piece hanging between the top and the bottom represents Hashem's extended hand reaching out to all of us, asking us to climb back on top and enter through that side door. Because no matter how far we are, no matter how deep down we are, as long as we're trying, as long as we're climbing, as long as we're showing up, knocking on those gates, it's never too late. The side door is always open.